From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Ullah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh about 7 years ago and was a legal permanent U.S. resident, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Police released pictures of the alleged bomber lying on the ground in a fetal position. Some of his clothes were blown off and his stomach was blackened. Doctors say the injured bystanders suffered ringing in the ears and headaches. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday, according to witnesses and security sources. Mohamed Ibrahim Gabo was killed in an explosion from a device that had been fitted to his car. That's what a security official told VOA's Somali service. Gabo was a news anchor for Khalzan TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. A television manager at Khalzan TV, Osman Abdullahi Gure, said Gabo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion took place. Gure says he was badly injured. He died soon after. He was one of our best journalists. One of his friends at Khalzan TV said he was friendly and a quiet person who didn't say much. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund says the explosion of digital technology and growing internet access holds both benefits and risks for children. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports one in three internet users around the world is a child. Despite this huge and growing online presence, UNICEF says little is known about the impact of digital technology on children's well-being, and little is being done to protect them from the perils of the digital world. UNICEF Director of Data Research and Policy, Lawrence Chandy, tells VOA the internet can be a game changer for children. At the same time, he says the internet poses many risks. These include the misuse of children's private information, access to harmful content, and cyberbullying. Chandy says criminal digital networks make children vulnerable to some of the worst forms of exploitation and abuse, including trafficking and online child sexual abuse. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge ruled against the Trump administration Monday, saying transgender men and women can join the U.S. military starting January 1st. The Pentagon says the military has started preparations for transgender men and women, saying they must meet strict medical conditions. Doctors must certify a recruit has been free from certain medical complications that can come with changing one's gender. The administration wanted a delay while it appealed earlier court rulings against the president's ban on transgender troops. But a judge said the government failed to prove it would be harmed if transgender men and women began signing up starting New Year's Day. She said the Pentagon has had a year and a half to prepare. And three women who last year accused Donald Trump of making unwanted sexual advances renewed their allegations Monday, saying it was time Congress investigate claims against the president. During last year's presidential campaign, more than a dozen women accused Trump of sexual misconduct extending over several decades. In a statement, the White House said these false claims, totally disputed in most cases by eyewitness accounts, were addressed at length during last year's campaign, and the American people voiced their judgment by delivering a decisive victory. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.